Oh my God, well, hello there, friends. You've stumbled upon the stream by Couch Cat. Isn't that interesting? You just walked in here. I was looking at my mic suspiciously.
Wowie.
I'm just kidding. Anyway, welcome to another Couch Cat stream. I'm Pisin, that's Crazy Fi. We do this
What's up?
twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And boy golly, are they fun to do. We're riding a high right now because last Thursday, even though Crazy Fi wasn't there, and now he's mysteriously returned with a really pencil-ish mustache. We ended season one of our seasonal guild leaderboard, first ever season, and probably the first of many. So now we're here. We're lucky. There's an Easter event. We can kind of chill. We're actually going to step. This is the first time we've probably stepped on stream. And probably, I don't know, 60 episodes. Anyone in chat, if you can guess that, you win a kiss from Crazy Fi, a big old smooch. Why did I say that? Oh, great. But anyway, before we get into everything we want to talk about tonight, and step tonight, we will have parties, by the way, for everyone to join. But Crazy Fi, where
Yes.
were you? Welcome back. How have you been?
I'm good. I went to go visit my brother and my niece, more specifically my niece. So I got to hang out with my niece. That was awesome. Back now, obviously, as you can see by my setup. I'm just enjoying the week, waiting for the weekend to enjoy it some more. I don't know, taking it easy right now. That's basically about How are you doing? What's going on
Oh,
with you?
oh my God, dude. So my foot is a lot better.
That's great.
I messed my foot up a couple of weeks ago. I might start lifting weights again, so I'll stop being a potato. But man, I got a lot of free time while not lifting weights. You know what I mean? A lot of COD going on here. But I'm good. I was actually looking forward to this. I like hanging out with everyone in stream. I like it better than just like, I mean, our Discord is popping now, by the way. So thanks to everyone who makes it lively. Not Fred. Shout out to Fred, by the way. He's here for the first. I thought you quit, Fred. What are you doing? But I am stoked to chat with chat tonight. We're looking to discuss the Easter event and things moving forward with the season, with the ending of season one, what we could do in season two, but also announce like the community voting stuff, release the rewards or awards pretty soon, hopefully this week. And all that jazz. But I'm doing good, man. Oh, if you any of you are LCS fans like we are, which is League of Legends Esports on the NA side, devastating news. TSM is pretty much going under. CLG sold their position, sold their company essentially. So yeah, it's been great. Now we just need to sell Couchcast so we can join in.
Everything's imploding.
Yeah, everything's imploding. We should have never took that FTX deal, guys.
I know. 10 million down the drain. We really messed up.
Fuck. Should never bought all those Celsius, you know? Dude, let me tell you something real quick.
All right.
I watched this guy named Max Chunin on YouTube. He's an awesome dude, Virginia native, and he owns Sour Strips, and he also has a apparel company, Everford. And he went and interviewed Jay Cutler, which is like, you know, like four times Mr. Olympia, in Jay Cutler's podcast room, because you know they all have podcasts.
Of
He's
course.
got a sponsored fridge of Celsius.
How do we
And
do
I just like light bulb. Everyone get us to 1,000 subs right now so we can get sponsored by Celsius so I can have a Celsius fridge behind me.
I need a Celsius fridge. You know how much money I could save if sponsored by Celsius and I don't have to keep buying them?
Dude, seriously. I went to BJ's, right? Because
Yeah.
Costco doesn't have them. And BJ sells guava and orange together, and that's it. You don't get the
Oh.
berry. So I've been enjoying it. I don't like the berry. It's kind of like medicine-y.
I just after drinking the vibes, I can't go
Dude,
back to the regular.
I can't find the vibes anywhere.
That sucks.
I'm doomed. All right, let's
Yeah,
go to
yeah.
chat. Let's go to chat
Yeah.
before they leave us. Mallory says, "Oh, hello." First was 6:33 p.m. messages. Oh, Mallory, welcome to the stream. Always good to see you. Bleep is here. Always good to see Bleep. Being a little bleepy. Loon is here. Loon is brand new. All right. Loon discovered our Discord server. And I've seen you in global. And you're also, Loon is already addicted to the phishing bot. inner server. So welcome to the stream, Loon. Good to see you here. Dagon's here. Couch Cat Best Cat. Thank you, Dagon. We have a lot of imitators recently, so it's good to hear that. We're shaken to our core. I winked. We're not fucking, we don't care about them. James is here. Good to see James. Hopefully you haven't left a, you know, your guild. Where are you, James, right now? Are you in TPC? I think you're in TPC. You change guilds so often. I hope you're still there. Limits is here. Shout out to Limits, YouTube mod. Joshua is here. Says, yo, what's up? What's up, Josh? We have some love for Crazy Fi's mustache. Fred, again, of course, is here. Another YouTube mod. He's like a retired YouTube mod. It's really weird how that's working. But he's here, so that's good. Joshua says, make sure to like the video, guys. Let's support these fellas. You know what, Joshua? Look at this. Look at this message. That's just...
best person around.
Best person around.
Automatically.
Be like Joshua, guys. And we have a lot of friends who are just like that. Fred says he's a pro quitter. So what does that mean? You just quit. You're just good at quitting a lot, but you come back. What does that mean, Fred? Rain is here. Rain says, how y'all doing? Woo! Yeah, Rain, I don't think I've seen you before. So welcome to the stream. I hope you're here. I hope the Easter event has brought you in and keeps you around. Loon says, what is Celsius? It's a sport drink. It's a sporty energy drink, and it tastes pretty good. Let's see. Kimtrus is here. Yeah, carbon. Okay, answering the questions. Thank you, Kimtrus. Shout out to my wife and mod that I don't pay. Compare it to, like, Up by Christian Guzman. Ghost. So Ghost Lifestyle has energy drinks. Alani Nu, they have energy drinks. The whole fitnessy, you know, less chemical-y drinks that might be good for you, but they're probably not. Ubi's here. Shout out to Ubi. Hey, Ubi, thank you for all the leaks for the Easter event you gave us. Really appreciate that, brother. But it's good to see you. Motherfucker. Piece of shit. All right. So here's the deal, everyone. While we get ready to talk about tonight, we have two parties. And my party is private, so I'm gonna make it public now. I believe mine's later. So if you're interested, if you're not in a party already, I know like parties are a dime a dozen right now. Everyone's got a freaking party, but my party is now public. Myself and Kimtras are in there. So and James is already James stream sniping my party. Crazy Fi, do you have your party up?
Yep, it's up. It's running.
All right, sweet. Yeah, everyone look at this, dude. Oh yeah. Yeah, you can really rely on your friends here. Fred says pro quitter means I competitively quit a lot, but wouldn't be a pro quitter if I stopped there. I have to come back and quit multiple times. Thank you for explaining that, Fred. Yeah, you're a real one, dude. Yeah, you're a real one. Ubi says I didn't remind him it's on me. What's staff even for? What's staff even for these days, everyone? Sentinel's here. Welcome, Sentinel, from TPC for the Crusade. Rain says, let me promote my guild. Trash recruiting. Oh, let's start off with that. So, everyone,
yes,
we're a retirement guild, right, Crazy Fi?
Absolutely.
We're super retirement. Yeah, but we are changing the meta for retirement guilds. What does that mean exactly? We're willing to do PvE task only right now. So if you're looking for low overhead, low stress, but you still want to feel accomplishment by, like, I don't know, by the end of the week or so, join CouchCat. We're now accepting members. Right now we're rotating through PvE NPC kill quest and also doing quests, but right now we're focusing on NPC because of the event. Crazy Fi has just started a guild raid.
Yep.
So we'll be raiding throughout the event for the stream. Probably not any other day.
Absolutely.
But if you still want that retirement flair with a little taste of accomplishment, stop by Couch Cat. You know what I mean? Just, I don't know.
New and old friends alike.
Yeah, new and old friends alike, because we have a lot of friends in our guild who are just, like, chilling like a villain.
Yeah.
Fred, don't say that, dude. You'll get demonetized. All right, so Creedify, do we want to start off with just going over just briefly, like we're not doing the review or anything, but of the Easter event, like the new things about it. I know you talked about offline, so
yeah, sure. Let me show my screen.
Yeah, and move your. Bam. Can you move your mic? I don't know. Your Yeti is like kind of doing the spatial thing.
All right, how about that?
All way better. Cool. Yuri, welcome to the stream. All right, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, hold on. I gotta attack this NPC now. Don't mind me.
Does this look good?
Just don't mind me.
Do you just want to zoom in on your simple mo page?
Sure, I could do that.
Shout out to James and shout to kindly DM me before stab. Thank you for joining my party.
So let's talk about the Easter event. As everyone has already figured out by now, or is just figuring out, it was released yesterday. That's pretty cool. I think some of the things that we really want to talk about. One, we need new servers, apparently. Because they're getting fried right now. And why? Because I think Mike actually did a really... This like those freaking clickbait articles. This one change... this one small change to the game, to the events, has made it where everyone is joining. Why is crazy in safe mode? Because I don't trust people like you. Anyways. I know what it's like to get
the classic paranoia, brother.
And what? Don't look at this.
And what is and that? What, those are awful.
I just started. I'm enhanced. Sorry.
No,
go
back.
I just came from a trip.
Go back, dude. Enhance, dude. Show us that measly 40. Dude, you're not a real gamer.
Nope, that's all right. I'm in a retirement guild.
Okay, go on. That's pretty fair. Oh. I'm sorry.
Give me flack and we're in the same guild, man. this right here, the untradeable and tradable limited edition tools. One, I think it's a great way to handle the tools instead of the way that they were handled, because that was a huge issue. And two, the limited edition piece. Yeah, hell yeah, I've been grinding. the limited edition piece has caused people to flood the game and constantly flood the game. Which, if we see, we have a total of 559 players right now, and normally you would get around 200 to 300.
Yeah, but that's not even the best. The best has been 7 to 1,000.
Yes, 700 to 1,000 players, yeah, all at once. And it has fried the server. The one lonely server collecting dust in the back of a data center somewhere.
The one Minecraft server that, that Mike relies on.
It is on fire right now.
Limits. Mike needs some funding, dude. I feel like Limits is like the perfect venture capitalist. You know what I mean? He's like, Mike, I'm here. I funded Most Valuable for a year or so. I'm ready to take on buying you one more Minecraft server.
For a measly 95% of your business, I will give you one more Minecraft server. In this broken-ass abandoned building of a data center.
It's my backyard, actually.
It's my shed.
Guys, I have a Raspberry Pi.
Hell yeah.
On my back porch, not even plugged in. That's the simple MO server.
Yeah, sure is.
But continue.
It's a 2-week event, but that I think is the biggest, it is the only change that I'm tracking that has flooded people into the game. I don't know for how long, a couple more days at most, but I think once all those hit zero or people don't care about them, I don't know if that level of participation will continue.
So you think solely on the limited tools we're seeing a spike in players?
Dude, FOMO is real. Yeah.
I don't know. Fear of missing out. Dude. I know people, it's the traditional MMO cycle of there's an event, I'm coming back in, I'm resubbing, I'm doing X, Y, and Z. I don't know if tools alone brought us to 1,000 players at peak launch.
What do you think did?
I think the regular event cycle, I think Tools had a part in it because they're brand new. Like, usually this is what happens. Ready? Hey guys, event's live. And then a week into the event, someone, you know, posts in the global chat all the sprites for the event tools, and you're like, what is that?
Yeah.
Has that always been in the game? And then you're mad because you'll never get one.
Right.
So plays a part. I think it really pushed people to call out work. And also, here's another thing. He started it on spring break, at least here in the U.S., for most parts of the U.S. So at least East Coast for me. He's not spring break
over here.
Right. But for me, like, that could be a part of it. I know all my homies are East Coast, you know, East Coast gang. But I just, there's a lot of factors. I don't think Tools alone did it. I really do think it's largely the event cycle. But man, where did those extra players come from? Because, you know, in app stores, you can kind of like have that tag with your game. Like, you know, someone clicks your game and you can say, the Easter event is live. Come join this mobile MMO RPG, whatever.
Right, right.
So I haven't looked personally, so I don't know if they've done any advertisement on their part. We know for a fact because CrazyFi does the social media when he does it. I mean, he's been off. Anyway, they're not really doing anything new on social media besides like that April Fool's post.
They're more active on Instagram. I will say that.
Okay. But
I don't think that don't warrants 1,000 players at the beginning of the event.
Chat, is it really? Okay, so there's Alan's point, or CrazyFi's point, but then, oh, also, greetings, Russian Guild. Can I just call you the Russian Guild? I think it's cool. I think it's cooler that way. But it's good to see you guys. What's their saying, do you think? Into the void? Yeah, into the void. That's their saying. Dagen says definitely more people grinding harder for the event tools. James says, I think it's a coincidence. Most people aren't going for the tools since they're so expensive and unlimited. Plus, shovel's already gone.
Also, it's really weird that shovel is the one that everyone likes.
I think
I'm curious about that.
Maybe you use it the most, especially.
That is fair.
I would go with coincidence, but it's a good mix. Like, if there's a pie chart or like a pie graph, it's like a little bit, it's like event tools, MMO season cycle. And then I don't know, maybe Discords with, you know, dormant players, they don't leave the Discord and now they see everyone's gearing up to play again. And that's part of it too. I really don't know. And I'm hoping it's a lot of just brand new players who have never been tainted by, you know, guilds like Koi and shit. Like, they just came in and they're like, I'm new here, be my friend. And then it's like, you're all kosher, you know, you got a good start. You gotta, no weird role players, you know, no like greedy guilds who are like, join my fifth academy guild, you know. Like, I'm all cool with like people coming in and it's like, join Babel boot camp, not like the sixth friendly guild.
Dagen and Fred have a good point. Shovels are used to collect diamond shards, so I can see that. And then Bleep Bloop says that shovel's the cutest design. So,
okay,
so I think those two alone.
Yeah, we all know Bleep Bloop has bad taste. Besides in streams, he picks the right stream.
Going back to it, right? Like, I just we have this huge explosion of a consistent amount of players, more than average consistent amount of players showing up, right? There's no way, in my opinion, that it couldn't have just come from passive. Something had to change. So to your point, an event showing up, that's a change. So that warrants more players.
Mm-hmm.
The limited edition items, that's a change. So that's going to show more players. But what else changed? I can't think of anything.
I don't know.
Social media interaction, but like, it's barely there.
What if it was just barely? Really good timing on downloads through app stores that pushed them to the forefront of a search, like SEO? People have time off, or people are looking for a new MMO, and bam, simple mills right there because they've had X, like 1,000 downloads, X, whatever boosts their position.
Right, I can see that. That's a good point. That's a very good point. he might have gotten lucky on the algorithm train, got pushed to the top.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I didn't think about that. But yeah, that could be the case.
Yeah. Limit says, where are the players now? Yeah, true.
Sleeping.
Where they? I saw earlier today when I was sneaking off in work, I saw 700 peak. So, like, regularly. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Also, I really, really liked Mike's comment in his Discord.
Oh, the spicy Discord one?
Like, yeah, the spicy one.
I thought it was
one.
Dead. I thought the Woo! Game was dead after the gold, after the gold update. Dude, that was a straight G moment. That was like,
oh, dude, he must have been waiting for that one. Like, the second it happened, yeah. Like, oh, it's on.
I instantly thought of, I don't know if chat, I don't know if you ever listened to I Am Jake Hill, but he's got this song, like, 38 to the face. And I instantly thought of, like, just Mike, like, taking it, like, to the crybaby's faces. I was like, oh my god, Mike, you just murdered 0.00001% of the player base. Like, you just murdered all 17 of those whales. Like, it was good. It was a good take. It was, I let him be spicy, you know. He got a lot of shit from people who are like hiding in global chat in their Discords, you know.
Yeah.
But here's chat, I want to ask you something. Do you think whales will always have, if this limited edition stuff is right, is norm, like the norm, do you think whales will always have the advantage? And two, is it good to have something like this for whales to potentially not cry about? I leave you this question, this two-parter. I am in fear, Keeban, please help. Fred, you're okay, brother. Yeah, I'm interested. Crazyfy, what do you think? Like, is there inherent advantage, or do you think it's kind of like even field?
I think it's fair, right? I think after the smacking that the whales got from 12.6,
mm-hmm.
I think it's fair to have something that is an item that they could achieve, whether it's through a lot of game time or a lot of money, one of the two, right? So I think it is fair, and it's not an item that brings stats that are better than everyone. It's a cosmetic, and I'm all for that, right? Limited edition cosmetics for those who grind or pay.
Standard. Standard MMO.
That makes sense to me. Like, it makes sense. I think that it also helps out with those whales or high-level players who spend a lot of time as a way to reward them for that. At the same time, so I think that kills two birds one stone. I like it.
Yeah, if it's not in the form of gold, like the hardcore audience, it blows my mind. There is a hardcore audience, right? But I'm also thankful for the hardcore audience. They need something. So let's see. Bleep says yes and yes to the two-part question, but I wish they'd do a separate tools for grinders. Oh, so like keep them out of your lane, so to speak. Keeban says, yes, whales will always have the advantage. This is an MMO. They did before too, though. Ha! That's what a whale would say, Keeban. Can't trick me. Nari says, I think the untradeable mats make it harder for whales. Tio says, oh, I'm late. Welcome to the stream, Tio, a YouTube mod. Shout out. King Cows is here. King Cow says, I think people use loads of their backlogged gold from before the nerf. A few more of these events and they'll be poor until they inject their own money into the game. He didn't say that last part. That's me. Loon says people with major gold will always have the advantage. So true, Loon. That's why we all pull together. You send me your gold, and I promise you, everyone will get something. Don't do that. Don't actually do that. I can't promise that. Are you waving to a bunch of people?
Yes.
No one waves to me. Chat. What the? Whatever. I get it. King Cow says, we're doing 24/7 raids this entire event. So if you're wondering what TPC is doing, they are actually grinding. Dagon says, does anyone know if the event tools will drop normally like before? I don't know. I really don't know. Bleep bloop, whale spotted. Yeah, you're right. Limit says, everyone should have the opportunity. The limited and untradeable is best idea.
Yeah.
Ubi says, it just keep making tools better looking every event. Making people constantly broke is my end game. Or I'll just. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, shout out to Ubi for the art. Didn't tease it, but, you know, he did a real good job. From what I understand, Red... Ubi linked it himself, but Red helped with the event, but Red just did the avatars. So like the A Queen and King and a couple others. But yeah, excellent work, Ubi. Time well spent. But Ubi, tell me again, why, when the event goes live, how come staff never does like a quick, like, thanks to Ubi? And the, I said this to Red in Global Balls, like another event where Red is not mentioned. Like, why don't you guys give yourselves more credits, man? Like, why? Where's the love? Where's the love from? I mean, I get it. Like, you're all friends and you probably all tell each other, like, you know, great job in your mod chat. But, like, where's the official announcement from staff to be like, here's recognition where it's due? I don't know.
At least in the Discord server.
Yeah. Like, tell people Red exists, because no one knows Red 69 exists. Like, he's a 69. He's a low tier artist that no one has heard of. Like,
wow.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Look at that. It was just stated by Amber7. Untradable and tradable tools can also pop up as random drops. So I think that's absolutely fair.
Yeah, that is excellent. Mallory says, just make all the sprites have Ubi or Red written down the center. So true, dude. So true. Keeping says, I always tell him the sprites look like shit. Dude, so true again. Miri says, imagine buying untradable tool and then get one as a drop. that would suck. But then I guess you could trade it after. Oh, wait, they're untradable.
No, untradable. Yeah.
You're never stuck mind. With wow, that sucks, dude. I would quit the game. Yeah. I'd be like, I'm
what
going.
About that look?
What did Fred say? I'm going to Mana Astoria. Like, you know? Good admit. How did that work out? Ubi says, I guess it's not something I care about, to be honest. I like seeing the reactions without. Yeah, it's not about ego, Ubi. It's about PR. Like, you want the community to know, especially if it's a new person walking in. You never know who appreciates pixel art or art in general in an MMO, right? But as a company, I would want any player to know that this art was created by X player or X players, to not only make the artist feel valuable, but to build your own brand within the company / community. You know, it's just, that's what it comes down to. It's not about ego. I'm not saying you like, you need the stroke or whatever, you know, but demonetized. Oh, fuck, I'm demonetized. Anyway, it's about letting the community know you exist and then building that, like, fandom, so to speak. Like, you have fans, I get that, but it's really about drawing people in. Dude, we just need to consult with Mike if he ever just responds to DMs. I don't know. Hey, Mike, you need PR. Admin's not enough. Ubi doesn't send us teasers. I'm waterboarding your whole staff. Like, that's what it's like. That there it is. Tio says, love for Ubi isn't for events only, it's every day. So true, Tio. That's so true. I have a lot of pillowcases that agree with that statement. Limits says, is that why Red taking over? Limits. Keeban is at, oh my god. All right. We got Frizen here, of course. Russian Guild, right?
Yeah.
Event like this is a good reason for running constant raids. Are new recruits motivated being online by the EXP boost alone? Me also. 2K levels is relatively small. Yeah. Events is perfect. What's hard is the retention after the event. You got to really show that the game can still remain fun. Lay out the objective. The seasonal guild leaderboard, season 2, coming out soon.
Ooh-wee.
But, like, lay out the objective, have fun together, and you'll retain at
new
least
servers.
One. New servers? You'll retain at least one person out of the 1,000. You know what I mean?
Dude, I'm getting the spinny wheels.
Fred says, it's great, actually. We have 2 active cult guilds in Mana Astoria. Yeah, that's lame, Fred. I'm sorry. Mallory says, Mike has given us a taste and we keep coming back for more. Yeah, Fred, cult was active. They won a position. last week. You would know this if you were here. I should fire you. I should fire you, Fred. Let's see. James says, last 7 minutes ago, Fred was online. Dude, Fred. Ubi says, I get enough attention. I don't need more. I have bad news for you, Ubi. I have bad news for you. Cuban says, did you know that Ubi actually downloads multiple pictures from Google and then edits them together to make the sprites? He told me about it yesterday. Shut up, Cuban. All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to talk about the conclusion of season one and what's going to happen between now and season two?
Yeah. Yeah, we could absolutely do that.
All right. First, Crazy Fire, what are your closing thoughts on season one since you weren't here to give it? Outside of your notes, right? Like, what has your experience been so far with this content?
I loved every second of it. Mm-hmm. Maybe because I'm biased. I had a lot of fun building it out. I felt really proud of myself because I'm not a really good digital design person. I felt like the dashboard looked pretty nice. So, you know, stroke my ego there a little bit. I just had a lot of fun building them out. I was actually surprised by a lot of these guilds, the movement. So that was pretty cool. I enjoyed the lower tiers more than the higher tiers. A lot more movement. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Did you see that guild member contribution to guilds was added? I did not, James. Now I have something else to look forward to. So yes.
And then we can have the top warriors or members of each guild highlighted.
Yeah. Oh, that's yeah. Thanks. No,
so if you're new here, there's a legacy leader. Guild leaderboard. There's a vanilla or native guild leaderboard in the game that guilds compete by earning guild EXP to fight for the top right top ranking. We have taken our own twist on it, and we have broken it up into seasons because we believe seasons are healthier for games like this if you want competitive play, which we're creating something in a game that doesn't necessarily cater to that, but we're making it fun, and we've had a lot of fun doing it. We track the top 25 guilds by guild EXP earned within a given season, which is, we did 3 weeks this time, correct? No, 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
A month and some change, like almost two months.
Straight up 2 months, yes.
We were originally thinking 1 month. And that was not enough.
Yeah, that was not okay.
Yeah, I was like, Crazy Fi, we might want to do 2 months. But yeah. So we tracked the top 25 guilds by guild EXP within 8 weeks. So whoever's moving and grooving, a lot more guilds have more opportunity to be highlighted and to have their efforts displayed. It's not like the leaderboard in game where it's pretty much like you're going to be seeing the same 10 guilds at the top 10 forever.
You'll just see the same 25, that's all.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing here, and we just concluded with season one. And so from here to season two, one, we want feedback from everyone who either participated or, you know, just watched it as a competitive, you know, aspect to Simple ML. So we're going to be asking for very structured feedback pretty soon. So if you're not in our Discord server, link down below, link in the game in the community tab. And we're going to have threads for these not discussions, but input.
Right.
So we're looking to do that. Two, we're looking to, one, we're going to add the awards into the game to give to the guild leaders to have them, you know, showcase on their guild profiles. And right now for season one, it's the top guild in each tier.
Right.
And this is part of the feedback. We want, moving forward, should... You know, this will all be written down. You don't have to pay attention right now, but like, should it stay that way where each guild in, you know, the top guild in each tier gets an award, or should we really only be focusing on the top five at the end of the day? So there's good and bad with both fit, but that's going to be one of the feedback we're going to be asking for. So please think about that you know, from here until we post about it. And then two, Crazy Fi and I, we're hosting a community voting award show, title show. Like, we don't have anything physically to give out. It's literally pure flexing, and we hope you take the title that whoever is voted to win and paste that shit on your guild profile to be like, yo, we're cool. I don't know. Sounds cool. It's going to be community voting, and yeah, that's going to come with its own set of rules and another, you know, guild, you know, forum post. So that's pretty much what we have in store. So feedback, dishing out the, or doling out the awards, and then having the community voting for titles that just give more guilds a chance to get recognized.
Yeah. And like, Fred, to your comment, yeah, so that's exactly what we're talking about. Like, we just literally had this
off stream.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. About that, because we were assuming that we would each other were on the same wavelength when we're completely separate wavelengths. Yeah. And so this is what we've come out to for the first season. And like, we both see pros and cons on each wave, whether it's, you know, top five naturally of the top 25, or if it's the first place of each tier, right? There's pros and cons. And that's what we want to ask you guys, like, which cons are you guys willing to accept? Whether it's, you know, you get punished because you move up into the next tier bracket and you don't get that award, or it's the same top five guilds that get awards each season.
Yeah.
All right. Like, there's, you know, pros and cons each, right? So that's the type of things that we want to work through for season two. Also, like, how would you like to see the season two guild leaderboards look like? You know, have you seen a cool guild leaderboard that we could pull inspiration from and create a new look? Or I saw something about like the top three players of the guilds. Like, yeah, we're going to be doing at a minimum the warrior tracking for guilds so that we talk about roster changes, things like that. And then Josh, or like an all XP first, second, and third team. Not exactly sure where you're getting at there, unless you're talking about just like straight players and not guilds. I'm not sure. But yeah, these are the type of things that we would love. Yeah, see, that's, yeah, Caveman, to that point. So that's the type of feedback we want to hear from you guys. Mm-hmm. And we're going to put in a forum post, and I'll let you guys know, like, that will be the place to share that feedback so that moving forward, the next season will turn out even better. Because season one, let me tell you, we came up with this idea. I shit out a fucking, like, if you see the season one, like season one, episode one, week one dashboard, it is awful.
No arrows, nothing.
it was just straight lists 1 through 25.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was wrong. Like, we are like, this is a cool idea. And it's like, let's action on it 1 month right now. Yeah. And then we're like, oh shit, a month's not good. 2 months. We're flying by the seat of our pants. So we want to take this time, 2-3 weeks of space, where we're doling out awards, we're doing the awards show, we're recognizing all the people in the community who worked on things and grew their guilds. And then we want to get better, get that feedback so that we can launch season two and it's even more kick-ass than season one.
Yeah,
that's end goal.
And I will counter, because Crazyfy has allowed, you know, he's been able to answer to you, but like, the counterpoint to like Caveman saying you don't want to incentivize someone not to move up, there's also the intangible. So for example, one of my favorite guilds, Rain Factory, they didn't care that they lost the top spot in the lower tier, because they got to see themselves move up into epic tier, even if they were losing out on an award. It was more important to them to see their progress within the board. And in turn, while they might not get like the uploaded award, they could still win that community title that everyone thinks they're deserving of, which is another flex. So there's pros and cons. I also, Fred, you're correct with your previous point and your counterpoint. I was viewing it as, okay, so we have different tiers. It's like, you know, League of Legends-esque, where each tier or each league has, you know, their own internal leaderboard, and then there's promos, and you move up. And that's the dopamine. If you moving up, the awards are kind of like the icing on the cake, or like the league icon you get now. But I thought, like Fred is saying, it gives more depth to different tiers and more attention to the lower and, you know, multi-moving brackets versus this, like, all right, top five every time, like, you're not going to look below celestial and maybe legendary. That was the kind of fear there, but again, they both have pros and cons. It's really what everyone's willing to live with. And if you don't even participate in the leaderboard, don't give us feedback. That's all I have to say. And King Cows, yes, that's another point. Like giving it to first, sixth, 11th, whatever. Yeah, it's kind of confusing that way, but you don't look at it like that. You look at it like per tier. But again, I mean, if it's easier the other way and people like that, then, you know, bada bing.
And if it is, like, we accept that the top five are probably going to be moving into season two, I wouldn't be surprised. At least the top two are going to remain the same, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But if you're willing to accept the top five are going to be consistently the same, let's say, seven guilds every season, right, to give a little leeway, and we just give the community awards to the other, you know, guilds that participated, and they accept those community awards, then cool, that's one way as well, right? Yeah. So it's just, what does the community want? Because at the end of the day, like, these are ideas that we've come up with, you know, and that's all fine and dandy, but we want something that you guys want. Because it doesn't matter what our opinions are. If our opinions are like, you know, here you guys over here and here we are over here, like, it doesn't make sense for us to be over here. Like, we need to match your opinion
on these movies.
Because this is to support you guys and to build and create these storylines and have a good time together, right? Want to build that community. Yeah.
Fred gets it. Fred doesn't play the game, but he gets, like, the competitive games like CSGO, Dota, League of Legends. Like, that's in Valorant, that's how it works. Like, it's just recognizing each tier. Kind of like, you know, League, gold, plat, silver, bronze, you know, and then eventually challenger and diamond, and yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, so. And Cow, King Cows, just so we have the season awards. Mm-hmm. That currently will go to the first, sixth, 11th, blah blah blah, right?
Yeah,
that will be in game, a legitimate award to each guild, and it'll be handed to the guild leaders to put on the guild bio. Then you'll have the community awards, which are not currently going to be in game, and maybe one day could be. If enough people really love this concept of the seasonal guild leaderboards, and we get Mike to support it. I mean, to be fair, we haven't even reached out to Mike about supporting something like this, right? Because we want to make sure it's solidified in a good product before trying to get it to get coming to them.
Will he care even after we do that? We'll see. We'll see.
But, you know, those are the type of things.
Yeah. We'll be asking a lot.
We need your support for on that piece. But if you guys got another idea of, like, no, the awards should work like, honestly, I have no freaking clue. Yeah. Last place, like the last tier only, for whatever reason, and all the community rallies behind that idea of only 20 through 25 get awards.
No, I'm not for that. I'm not for that.
Screw it. We'll do it.
I'm not selling out, dude. I'll stop coming on the stream. If
Couch Cat will be 25th at that point.
God, dude. Mallory says, I think a PvP tier and PvE tier would be better. Mallory, good idea, but I think PvE guilds inherently are few and far between active. Like, it's literally going to be you or TBC, Titans. We all saw how Ornate Garden / Greenhouse went. I don't think it doesn't make for a good leaderboard.
Yeah, like, there are only about three PvE guilds that actually produce about a mil per week.
Yeah, it would be like 10 PvE guilds, and it's like EXP like 100. like the bottom half would all be 100. Like, it's just not, it's not in the cards now, Ree.
Yeah, though, little teaser here for the weekly guild leaderboard, the PvE and PvP amount of guilds are actually really close. It used to be like almost like a 60-40 split. It's almost about a 50-50 split now, which is interesting. And I think that's because of the guild updates. So,
Fred says, have the top three guilds fight for one trophy. Otherwise, they would all get trophies and no competition. Tio gets it. Yeah, so again, this will all be discussed in our server, so we're really
right.
Please come with this feedback and energy. But no, we're not looking for bickering. We're not looking for you guys to counterpoint each other. We literally just want your take on what would work and how it should be implemented, and that's it. That's all we want. It's going to be heavily moderated, so if we see that, if we see stupid troll stuff, like, you know, behind the shed, brother. Tio will take you behind the shed. And Ubi will shit in your pillow. It's a thing. It's his lore.
Ooh, two elite nodes this stream.
I have gotten nothing.
Diggity dog.
Card says, you need to have a set bracket, which just doesn't happen, since this world has no guild promotion system. Yeah, that's why we're here. We're trying to do something. We recognize that we created a system in a game that would never natively support that system, if that makes sense.
And I will say, we talked about this or alluded to this the bracket style stuff, like, just stand by on that one. Be a little bit more patient for bracket style stuff.
Yeah. Caveman, thank you. I came up with it, so I take full credit, and I did all the naming, and Crazy Fi said they were all good. So everything I leaked during week 8, it's gonna happen. You will be voting on those titles. Those unique awards, so to speak. Caveman, I like that. I like that a lot. So thanks for the feedback. King Cow says, only way this works properly is if Mike is aware and you can upload awards for free. Yeah, we could probably work something out.
Just have a bunch of diamonds that will burn this to go
Crazy
around.
Fi, we want to take care of it ourselves. So shout out to Crazy Fi for funding this. Shout out to T.O. for doing the art for free. We're very DIY punk scene here. you know, we got the designs, we got the buttons and the stickers and the merch, and now we have seasonal leaderboard flex awards. all done out of our basement, you know. Mom doesn't know. Don't tell her to check her credit card. Tio says Rain Factory should have whales. You know what? We saw Sarah join Rain Factory from Beyblade, so that's interesting.
Is she a whale? Are they a whale?
I thought Sarah was a whale. Or it's just a dude.
I just know her name. It's or just a dude their name. Nickname.
Level 27K. So
is that whale?
I would say probably closer to level 50 is whale, but that's still a high level for Rain Factory.
Well, I mean, does Sarah spend money on the game?
Oh, I don't know.
That, you know, that's a whale.
Maybe they legacied. I didn't click their profile. Sarah asked me if they could bribe me, and I said my payment's low, and they sent me 4 gold just now.
Nice.
So that's interesting.
Bribed.
Yeah, Cactus is online in Global. You know who I saw today, chat? I saw Ramen in Global earlier, and I thought he quit the game. So that's interesting.
All right, Cord, have a good time.
Is he leaving?
Sorry you feel meh, but we look to see you later.
Fred says, what's Elysium? Oh my God, Alec, where are you? Yeah, see you, Card. Good to see you, man.
Feel better. Yeah, feel better.
King Cow says, what if the guilds give diamonds your way to get their own tier award if they weren't number one? No, because it would just be too insane.
Yes, just like every good responsible league or tier system out there.
Yeah, they don't
pay your way to win the top.
No,
to get your award.
Not paying their way to the top, just paying for an award. Paying for their participation award. Like, no, that's not going to happen, King Cows.
Yeah, I'm going to hit up Alucard tonight. Ayo, man. You want your season 1 to get the leaderboard award?
No,
here's need $20.
What is your examples, dude? First, you called Mike Chris Brown, and now this shit. This is an example, right? Yeah, this is
a perfect example. What do you mean?
This is an example of what you're saying. I am the second guild in rare. No one cares about me, but can I give you diamonds to make an award for me? That is what he's saying. Not the top. Not buying your way to the top. That is literally what he is saying. Bro, I'm about to end the stream. Crazy Five fired.
No.
Alright, what's going on here? Fred says make a whole league for the two PvE guilds. Oh shit. Mario is a good suggestion. Everyone, in a perfect world, hopefully PvE gets the boost that needs, where we don't need the segregation of PvE and PvP, where that will probably never be equal, but PvE will be more viable. That's what we're hoping for, Nauri. But good suggestion. No flame at all. I love Nauri. Hoodie, sell me your carrots and balloons. Hoodie, get the heck out of here. It's hard enough to get them ourselves, Hoodie.
Dude, what do you think the price of carrots and balloons are going to be by the time all the limited edition items are gone? Do you think it'll drop down to
normal
price?
They'll definitely drop, yeah.
I
saw Ace asking, dude, I saw Ace asking for 500k just for carrots. Like,
yeah,
he was willing
to pay
that. If
you go on the player market, yeah, I'll actually do it now. Not materials. Sorry. Event collectibles. Broken carrot, 5,500. That's the cheapest I've seen it. And then, yeah, bunny balloons, 6 mil.
So, when are
they
you
are dropping
people?
In price already. Huh?
Oh, Kima says, when are you paying people to do bracket predictions? We do need some analysts for free. We do need free analysts. Joshua says, MVP of the Week award? That would be more, that's more like actual esport-ish, like MVP of the split, MVP of the week. League does that. We just need to sort that out. That'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah, 10 mil, balloons were 10 mil yesterday. Yeah. Yeah, so they're already dropping price, probably because that shovel.
Luckily, I have
gone.
I have like 5 balloons. So
Sentinel, as long as your mic is louder.
Yeah, Sentinel, your mic is
as an analyst.
Dog water. Like you obviously have something going on with your system settings where your mic is like at a 4. Fred, some dude that likes pumpkins versus some dude that likes pineapples. I know there's too much of that going on. I'd rather have a pumpkin friend than a pineapple friend.
I can't attack this NPC because the server's on fire.
Wow, I've been behind a lot of...
Yeah, I don't know where you're at. You're like 20 minutes behind in chat. Like,
I'm so sorry. I've been reading things very slowly and stepping. Yeah. Ruby says, Nauri, didn't you know that screaming you're quitting and then don't is endgame? Oh my fucking... That is beautiful. I'm really far behind, Keeban. I'm sorry. I just saw that message. Okay, I'm at the front now. Piccoli is here. Welcome to the stream, Piccoli. Friends, if you could real quick, just stop what you're doing and like the video, please.
Smash that like button.
Yeah, and Thursday, it's going to be the same vein. We're going to be doing more of the Easter event and chatting about the future. And hopefully we have some stuff set up for you by Thursday to review. And we will have that thread live. Cutie, we're going to need your help, by the way, to set up this thread. So that'd be sick. Don't post any links. I mean, you can... CouchCat is allowed to post links, but don't post any links yourself. I don't want you to get kicked. Cutie, we're going to, instead of a after stream thread, shout out to Cutie, by the way, a Discord mod, just like Keeban. Totally
best
unhinged.
Discord mod out there. Sorry,
but one of the best besides Yurg.
Yeah.
Cutie, yeah. Instead of the regular after thread discussion posts, we want to have a thread for what do we want to call it, Crazy Fi? Season one feedback?
Yeah, seasonal guild leaderboard season one feedback.
Yeah, Cutie, if you could help us with that. And just
if not, I can take care of it. Let me know, Cutie.
Yeah, let us know. Two main things. We want feedback on what worked and what could be better. Specifically the award system, and then two, have a rule where, you know, it's just posting your input. There's no talking to each other, you know, counterpointing each other or spam. That's pretty much what we got going on.
Yes, exactly. Ubi, you got it spot on.
Keeban, I'm clearly better. Ubi says seasonal feedback of season one. Bleep Bloop says, me and Nally are ready for that thread. I swear, if you break those rules, coming for you, Bleep Bloop. Punjo in chat just said, I caved and sold all my tradable balloons and made like 120 mil. Is that really worth it in the long run? I don't know.
I actually think we're going to try to get a couple of the...
I need a special media pet.
I think that's what I'm going to get as well.
I have not been able to let that go. I love
why
this
Easter?
Because that's like Easter, it's the longest gap till the next event, like major event. Think about it. Easter to Halloween. Literally think about it.
We have the special event and the community event.
Yeah, well, those aren't worth shit. So it's like
the Easter community is event matters. Is not worth a shit.
No, this is what matters.
What? 3 weeks of a community made event is not.
Doesn't matter, dude. No. No.
Boy.
I guarantee you there's players who play Easter to Easter and that's it. Listen, that's a here's wild another take. Here's another take. Easter event. Now, when is the special event? June. All right. That's why it matters. It's got the longest gap.
April. What? May, June? Dude.
What? Maybe not. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what you know are what? You on right now?
I'll say this. Agent's never wrong. How about that? Catch me outside.
Oh, boy.
Now, if you said 120 mils, like three backgrounds. Who? You know, I saw people in chat posting like the backgrounds, and they're like, which one should I get? And I'm like, why get either? Why get any of them? What a waste of a... mats in my mind. Like if you're min-maxing truly, waste. Such a waste. For an asset that Mike spent a dollar probably getting. Now if Ubi did the background art and it was like pixelated fantasy MMO-ish, maybe. Maybe. Fred says no, you missed God event, which is being changed. Oh, my bad. Am I behind again? I am.
Yeah. Yeah, caveman, it's about every 2 months or so.
Tio, that's a Pison hot day. I know. Community event, useless. Just everyone turns their back on me. Oh, did you hear Pison? It's like shit.
It's the end of Pison now.
Ubi says hot take. I hate the backgrounds currently. When would we ever like them? They've all been just like the aesthetic for the last three events, I feel like the aesthetic has not matched the game. Even the asset backgrounds for each of the locations, which are assets, by the way, that we found on accident, even the backgrounds don't match the town, like location backgrounds. Like does not fit the aesthetic of this game. And yes, you can argue, what is the aesthetic? I mean, we have pixel art, but we have floating heads and hot dogs and bagels, you know, like what is the aesthetic? I don't know. It's just, but it's not that. Keeban says Ubi's or hot take Ubi's mom. Got him. Damn, Kubi, you're on fire, dude. I call it Keeban Kubi. Now he says, I don't play the game to be good at it now. So, you know, that's true. You don't have to play to be good at it. Cutie says they set up a form thread.
Hey, Cutie, I really appreciate it. Everyone,
Cutie,
you
that's
have
a
free
shitty
time.
Thread. Redo it. If that you, is so awful. No, I'm just kidding.
If you have the time, free time, everyone needs this, you know, give a wave in game to Cutie or, you know, send some love to Cutie's way because third elite node, but really appreciate everything that Cutie has been doing.
You're
in
a hacker.
The Discord. Honestly, thank you so much, Cutie. Really appreciate it. So everyone say thank you to Cutie, please.
Yeah. James says Mike should get an artist for the community in the community for event backgrounds. We've talked about this before. I've talked about it with Yomu and Pratt. I think it was Pratt. I talked about it with Pratt and Ubi and asked them during the coffee stream that we did last time. Wouldn't it be a better like presentation if these backgrounds, quote unquote, even for locations, were done by like in-game artists to meet a certain aesthetic? Instead of like, while I would say the assets versus, you know, community input or professionally input from Ubi and Pixel before him and Red and stuff, the ratio is a lot better. But it's still like, oh, is this just another asset flip where a dude bought a shit like a NPC pack, the backgrounds for the locations, and then these weird backgrounds for the events that literally don't match anything? I don't know. But they said it would be a better presentation if it was more custom art, you know, native art to the game, not just flipped or not flipped but purchased. He's not flipping anything. He's not selling. Maybe he is flipping. I don't know. Do you think he buys these events, the event packs, and then?
Yeah, we found them. He's purchased them before.
So in a sense, he is flipping because you're using event stuff.
Yeah, I guess. But I mean, flipping makes. I don't know.
He's on the corner, dude, flipping dimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I want Ubi the most said, outlandish,
hold
shitty
on,
background.
Hold on. I need to defend my homie that no one likes. Ubi says, you said professional, then said midnight. I'll tell you this, Ubi. Was he mentally unstable? Yes, a lot of the community is here. But Pixel, on our behalf, would go to Mike and get all the teasers set up for us. He would get all the item names for us. He would get what they were, how many items, which, you know, that would be significant because there's changes, but he prepped the shit out of these event preps for us. The artists, not Wicked, not anyone else. And then, of course, Mike would help sometimes too. But yes, Pixel, Midnight, whatever. He had his faults, but working with him was like, it was a sweet deal. I will say that. I know the community's like not even 50-50 on that. Like, a lot of them think he's a weirdo, and I'm sure staff, they saw more of it than we did, but he was a pleasure to work with. Ubi says, all I hear is excuses. I mean, that's how you feel, man. Keeban says, I think Mike should make the event sprites. Caveman says, we need more Darkest Dungeon aesthetics for the backgrounds. Oof, I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one, Caveman. They would have to know what Darkest Dungeon is first. I will, Caveman. I will. And I'll wait a whole week to get a reply. That is stuff we need to iron out on our own, though. But I will defend Pixel. I don't care. I will defend Pixel for what we saw. Okay, Bleep Bloop says, I need more anime backgrounds. Why, Bleep Bloop?
Yes. I'm actually not going to say that. I just want the most outlandish, shittiest backgrounds in the game possible. That's all I ask for. That's all I want. I want flashbang, so every time someone goes to my page, they just get blinded by the light.
Me opening Confluence every time.
The dark mode gods cannot save us now.
Now, what is that? I need a goth baby bat aesthetic background.
Hell yeah.
Sentinel's even worse. A background of a dancing nun or of a polar bear performing a sacrifice with his tings?
Yeah.
All right. I'm gathering this node and then I'm crying because I got one bullet node. And I think that should do it for the stream tonight.
Cool. Sounds good to me.
Let's see what we got in here. Bleep Bloop won the first to post in the suggestion thread. Thank you, Bleep Bloop. Thank you. So please, here, I can just link this directly. Everyone, go here. Go to that thread. If you're a season one pro player, you know what I mean? There you go. All right, that'll do it. Crazyfy, do you have any closing thoughts, words for the stream?
I guess a little. I've missed these stepping streams. It's kind of nice to just chill out, step, and hang out with the community. So appreciate everyone, you know, being patient as we're in a lull between the guilds leaderboards. So look forward to those, of course. But I do enjoy these modes where we just get to chill out and talk and stream. So we will see you on Thursday, and I'm excited for that as well.
Yeah, that's good seeing all your friends. Good seeing you. We'll see you Thursday. So please head on over before you leave. Just head on over to that discussion post and let us know what's up. Help us out. Help us make season two better. And again, it was good hanging out with all of you. We hope to see you Thursday. Spread the love. Tell your friends that we're here. We need new players to join the stream so they can get embedded into the community and stay and not just quit after Easter, okay? Everyone has a mission. Tell your friend. If you're in a guild, tell the newest guild members, hey, check this stream out, blah, blah, blah. Like, let's get it done. Let's get more people to hang out and stay in the game. But yeah, goodbye, everyone. Of course, good times. What did you say?
Fourth elite node.
All right, we're leaving. He's obviously a hacker. Like the video, subscribe if you're new here, and head on over to couchguypod.com for more Simple Mo content. We'll see you Thursday. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Dude, you know what? I didn't put this in the calendar. I really need to remember the calendar.